Thank you for that. We're talking right now about, I got into this situation because we were discussing, I was discussing and encouraging and inviting others to discuss something that I have been seeing over a period of time where an education, our education, is becoming indoctrinational. Now, indoctrination is not bad if it's regarding education, such as reading, writing, and arithmetic. But the educational system has taken on a new responsibility, not thrust upon them, but one that they have taken, which we call social matters or social studies or whatever. And the last call we had before the break was Ann, who was saying that books don't really change. Well, I agree that the math books shouldn't change. The science books do change. And, of course, the history seems to be changing for no reason at all. And I think you can change anything you want. It's just a matter of fact, is it for the purpose of changing mindsets or is it for the purpose of indoctrination? So we'll find out what people say. Now, once again, we were talking about unions. I am not impressed with unions. I'm sorry. I had to belong to several unions from the time I was very young. I had to join a union when I went to several jobs. I had to be in the union those days. Today, I choose not to be in a union. I think that they have outlived their usefulness. I think unions are used basically now for a protection for the member as far as being sued or being in trouble with some situation or some system. I know with the special requirements asked of our educators, it becomes very tenuous as far as if you say something wrong, could you be penalized for this? As you've been following the situation in Loudoun County, Virginia, you may have found that the parents have gotten into the situations, whereas what is being taught in our school system or what is being attempted to be taught in our educational system and the fact and justifications thereof. Now, saying that, I would like people to explain to me if they can, and I certainly am wide open for your answers on this at 301-694-9363. I am not a fan of critical race theory. I'm not, because critical race theory is only a theory that is and should not be used, because if you break CRT down, you have to understand what it is saying to you, and it insinuates, it makes you believe that there is, here's a word you don't hear often, systemic race problems in our lives. And no matter how many people yell at me and tell me about this, I do not believe in systemic race problems in this country. I do not think the American people are systemically, meaning all along, racist. I don't believe it. I don't know how I can convince you that, because there are those who have already decided that that was a way of life. You know, and when one person says, well, yeah, you know, I feel this way, I understand. But don't quantify it by saying all people feel this way. Under critical race theory, if you look into critical race theory, there is the theory that we are at times, mostly in America, we're talking about, I would assume, we are a people of either being oppressed or oppressing others. Now, I guess that would be all right if it weren't about race. For example, you know, bosses are kind of like, you know, they can really oppress you. They can really, you know, they make you work and do things like that. And we, as the poor old subservient to our bosses, do what we're told. Is that a critical theory? Yeah. But when it comes to CRT, the middle word there is race. That I will not give in to. It's not because I don't want it to be. It's because it is not. Are there racists in America? Yes. Are they former racists in America? Yes. Will there be future racists in America? Yes. Are all American racists? No. That's the difference. Let's take some phone calls, Bob. Good afternoon.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, it's Lola here. How are you?
Hello, Ella. Great to hear from you. Thank you for your tweets and everything on Messenger, but I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I was involved in a bad car wreck on the 19th of March.
Oh, my.
Footy and Brethren Church Road. By the grace of God, he had his hand over my life.
Amen.
I was rear-ended in a Honda Civic by a F-250 Super Duty, going 55, 60 miles an hour, pushing me across the oncoming traffic. Fortunately, I wasn't hit from both ends, but nothing broken, severe concussion and stuff, but I'm on the mend and I'm back in business.
Well, God bless you. Welcome back. And then the Lord was with you, girl. No question about that.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Now, I'm trying.
One or two things. I haven't been on the radio much lately due to my issues, but there's a couple of things. As to the schools, they should go back to what was being taught during the pioneer days, literally, because they are stealing our children's innocence. It is sick and depraved teaching little preschool children sexual things.
Yes.
Masturbation and things like that, and even pedophilia. It's
yes.
Okay for a grown-up. I nearly blew my top. I was so disgusted that grown-ups will willfully stand and allow that and degrade themselves to teach this junk. And as to critical race theory, as everybody know, I come from deep, dark Africa. I grew up on a train station platform where my parents had a business, running around barefoot, playing with all the little mates that came around. Black, white, pink, green, Chinese, Indian, makes no difference. In our business world, everybody dealt with everybody.
Yes.
My mother birthed how many babies on that train station?
Right.
My father broke up how many fights? He was killed when I was 11 because he didn't shoot the robbers. He hit them over the head with a pistol, and the shot went off, and he ended up getting shot.
Oh, my.
Do I hate them? No. I have forgiven them. But there is, in America, I can take you to Africa, where these people live in squalor. So please, American blacks, cry me a river. Build a bridge and get over yourself. I owe you nothing. I wasn't part of history, none of us that is walking on God's green earth today was part of the history. The world allowed slavery. America is one of the few countries still in this world that hasn't got active slavery. You go to Africa, there's slave camps. You go into the Middle East, into China, into North Korea, into Venezuela. What is that other than slavery by your people, for your people?
Well,
and really, the American black and these woke, snowflake, white, liberals, communists must really, if you are so unhappy with America, I will buy you a flippin' plane ticket to North Korea.
Well,
I will help you immigrate.
Well said. We're going to.